University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you, to whom we'd like to say thanks. If you're not a supporter, we hope you'll consider becoming one. You can pledge your financial support securely online at any time at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with a track from Roomful of Blues, a brand new disc, so stay tuned on KRVS.
Support comes from Le Restaurant Tante Marie in historic downtown Brobridge, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with a full bar featuring local espressos, beers, and spirits. Featuring live music and dancing all weekend, including a Cajun jam session on Saturday morning. Tante Marie is located at 107 North Main Street in Brobridge. For performance schedules and menus, the website is jamsandbiscuits.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump has signed legislation to spend $8.3 billion to fund the U.S. effort to address the coronavirus. At least 20 states have reported diagnosed cases of the illness. At least 14 people have died in the U.S. of COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. All but one of the deaths are in Washington state. President Trump was supposed to visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today in Atlanta, but he says at first he called it off because a person at the CDC was initially suspected to have tested positive for the virus.
Because of the one person at a high level, because of the one person, they didn't want me going. But I would prefer going. And now that the test came out negative, we're going to try and go.
And this late word, the president says he will now go to the CDC. The president is going to Tennessee. He's reviewing disaster recovery efforts after at least 4 tornadoes struck Middle Tennessee earlier this week. 24 people were killed. The president is touting a robust monthly jobs report today, but NPR's Amy Held reports analysts say the unemployment numbers do not yet reflect coronavirus fears, which could send the economy into a recession.
The 273,000 jobs added last month exceeded expectations. They also preceded news of the coronavirus spreading in the United States. And Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James, says our economy is set to take a hit.
We may see people being reluctant to go out and eat at restaurants, for example, go to the movies. You know, when you add all that up, it looks like we could end up going into recession.
But as President Trump signed a coronavirus emergency funding package, he suggested the virus might actually be good economic news.
We're going to have Americans staying home instead of going and spending their money in other countries, and maybe that's one of the reasons the job numbers are so good. We've had a lot of travel inside the USA.
As the global infection tally topped 100,000, U.S. stocks opened sharply lower Friday. Amy Held, NPR News.
A cautious ceasefire has taken hold in northern Syria after Turkish and Russian leaders announced an agreement. NPR's Alice Fordham reports the two countries back opposing sides in the Syrian war.
People in Idlib province say that the aerial attacks and shelling of recent weeks have calmed significantly. Turkey has been backing rebel forces in Idlib, while Russia has supported the forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad with air power and troops. Russia and Turkey now say they are planning joint patrols around a key highway. But the final status of Idlib and the people in it are far from resolved, and hundreds of thousands of Syrians displaced by the recent fighting are unlikely to head home soon as they wait to see whether the halt will last. And Assad gave an interview to a Russian television network blaming Turkey for the violence, saying Turkey supports terrorists. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 423 points, or about 1.5%. The Nasdaq is down 168 points, or nearly 2%. This is NPR. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says a gunman attacked people attending a ceremony today in Kabul, killing at least 32 people. Many others were injured. The gathering was being held to honor a religious leader who died 25 years ago. The Taliban have denied responsibility for the attack. The shooting comes less than a week after the U.S. and the Taliban signed a peace accord. This is supposed to pave the way for the gradual withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. In China, angry citizens in Wuhan shouted down the country's vice premier as she visited their complex. They yelled, quote, "It's all fake." NPR's Emily Fang reports this shows growing discontent with how local officials handled the outbreak.
Vice Premier Sun Chunlan toured this complex in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the outbreak began, while dozens of residents shouted from their balconies, "It's all fake." In messages seen by NPR, residents complained that they had been forbidden from coming out during Sun's tour and were not receiving food deliveries as promised by local officials. A quarantine is still in effect in Wuhan. Surprisingly, the videos were tweeted out with English captions by two Chinese state-owned media outlets, though one erased their tweet hours later. Twitter is blocked in China. Emily Feng, NPR News, Beijing.
Officials with the U.S. bank J.P. Morgan Chase & Company say CEO Jamie Dimon is recovering from emergency heart surgery. Dimon is 63 and the longest-serving head of a major U.S. bank. Officials say that Dimon is recovering well. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Public Affairs, publishers of Shoshana Zuboff's The Age of Surveillance Capitalism, about big tech's impact on the future, now in paperback where books are sold, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We're an hour two, coming up at 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We're going to turn to Room Full of Blues. They started in Rhode Island as basically a bar band. That was back in 1967. They've gone through a lot of personnel and had a lot of albums out over the years. Great jump blues band. Their latest disc is brand new. It's on Alligator Records and called In a Room Full of Blues. And from that disc, we're going to turn to a little number called Phone Zombies.
Oh, y'all don't get down south so much there, so I want to tell you a little bit about this so you'll understand what I'm talking about. See, down there, they got this little plant that grows out in the field in the woods, and it looks sort of like a turnip green. But the people down there pick it up, and they take it home, and they eat it. It's called poke salad. Now, listen, boy, pay attention. I said poke salad, all right? But I knew this little girl, man, she was fine as the day was long, and every day around supper time, she'd go out there in the woods, just pick a great big bag full of it. And she'd take it home, and they'd have it for supper. But I'm going to tell you the truth. They didn't have much else. They were happy. They made it, man. They didn't complain. Yes, indeed. I want a bit of that poke salad now myself. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a little girl, I swear to the world, made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was working on the chain gang. That's a mean, spiteful, vicious woman, y'all. Every day before supper time, she come down to my truck back, pick her a mess of poke salad, carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was working on the chain gang. That's a mean, spiteful, straight razor tote mama. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was working on the chain gang. I'm getting hungry. I got to go. Oh. Salad.
Chicago blues harp player and vocalist Billy Branch from a disc called The Blues Keep Following Me Around. That disc was recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana, back in the summer of 1994. Billy Branch doing his rendition of the old classic Tony Joe White, Poke Salad Annie. Before we heard Billy Branch here on KRVS, we heard Roomful of Blues from their brand new disc called In a Roomful of Blues. And they did a number for us called Phone Zombies. And on that last track, David Torkanowski from New Orleans was on keys, and also Carl Weathersby was on guitar. Carl Weathersby, along with Billy Branch and a few others for years, had a band called Sons of Blues, Weathersby being the guitar player. So a little over a year after Billy Branch recorded his disc at Dockside Studios, Carl came back and recorded one himself. Then the disc that came out of those sessions was called Don't Lay Your Blues on Me. Here is Carl Weathersby from that disc doing a number called Fannie Mae.
Thank you.
Carl Weathersby recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana, back in December of 1995. Next year on KRVS, well, let's turn the clock back to 1947 and catch some early Muddy Waters. He was introduced to the Chess Brothers of what was then Aristocrat Records, which they'd bought. They changed the name to Chess, obviously. And he was introduced to them by pianist Sonnyland Slim, who is on this next track. We've got Muddy on guitar and vocals, Sonnyland Slim on piano, Ernest Big Boy Crawford on bass, again from 1947. Here's Muddy Waters with Gypsy Woman.
You know the gypsy woman told me that to your mother's bad luck, child. You know the gypsy woman told me that you're your mother's bad luck, child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while. Well, now, you know I went to a gypsy woman to have my fortune told. So you better go back home, son, and peep through your keyhole. You know the gypsy woman told me that you're your mother's bad luck, child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while. Woman, as she said, I peep through my keyhole and have another main lane in my bed. You know the gypsy woman told me that you're your mother's bad luck, child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while.
With an old brand new jug, I want some spinning wheel, and I want an old hooker jug in my brand new house. People with my brand new bride. I want a brand new house with a brand new bride, and I know I have a whole lot of loving. She'll be locked up inside in my brand new house. People, my brand new bride. You know I don't want nobody coming inside. Well, all right, baby. I don't even want no Cadillac. My baby, she don't wear no furs. All my woman want now is 2,000, him and her, in my brand new house. People, my brand new bride.
from 1966. That was Otis Spann on piano and vocals, recorded obviously live in New York City with the Muddy Waters band backing him up. He, of course, was a pianist for Muddy Waters starting back in 1953. Otis Spann with Brand New House. And before hearing Otis, we heard Muddy himself. Muddy from 1947, along with Sonny Lance Slim on piano, doing a number called Gypsy Woman. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of Muddy's children, Big Bill Morganfield. One gets the impression there wasn't a lot of connection between the father and son. The son was raised in Florida by a grandmother. Big Bill Morganfield at first was a teacher, then got into playing music professionally. We're going to go back to one of his early discs called Ramblin' Mind, came out in year 2001. Here he is doing a number written by Taj Mahal, with actually a little help by Taj Mahal. Again, Big Bill Morganfield and Taj doing Strong Man Holler.
I remember you, baby, back in 1959. You were 17 years old and you sure looked fine. Mama said not to, son, don't mess with you. She said about the little hoodoo and the voodoo you do. You make a strong man, mama. Make a weak man bruise his heart. You're so fine, baby, you make me wanna slap myself. Oh, you're so fine, I would put your love on the shelf. Yo, you're so fine, I don't want nobody else. You make a strong man holler, make a weak man leave his home. To other people, somehow we floated away, got farther apart, baby, day by day. I ain't seen you in so long.
I wouldn't know what to say, but I heard you make a strong man a holler, make a weak man.
And I was a diving bell. I would dive on the bottom, baby, and no one else could tell. While I'm down there, baby, I say, well, 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 come on down here, baby, so we can rave on some hill. Oh, strong man holler. Make a weak man, make a weak man lose his home.
strong man holler. I'll make a weak man lose his home.
For days and days, and I know, I said I know, oh, oh, oh. You got another woman somewhere around. Hey, I'm a good woman, such a good woman. Treat me like dirt. I don't go nowhere. You don't take me out. If I put on a nice dress, baby, you wanna start a fight. Even my next door neighbors notice the shape I'm in. They're but I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna move away from here and pretend that I have happiness. Yes, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you. I know what I'm gonna do.
Barbara Lynn on guitar and vocals from a disc called Antone's Women, bringing you the best in blues. This came out, obviously, on the Antone's Records label back in 1992. A lot of ladies recording with Antone's at the time, among them Sarah Brown, a bassist, also who else was on this disc? Angela Straley, Tony Price, Lavelle White. Let me see who else. Luann Barton's. Anyway, a lot of women getting a recording on Antone's Records. Barbara Lynn was from Beaumont, and before she was out of high school, she apparently had a very, very good band. She was also a left-handed guitar player. Played a left-handed Fender. And before we heard Barbara Lynn, we heard Big Bill Morganfield, Muddy Waters' son, along with Taj Mahal. It's from Big Bill's disc Rambling Mind that came out in 2001. Big Bill doing, again, a number written by Taj Mahal, a piece called Strong Man Holler. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the late, great Dinah Washington, real name Ruth Lee Jones. We're going to go back to 1945 in a recording she did with a small group led by Milt Jackson on vibraphone. Charles Mingus was the bassist on this next track. Mingus, of course, a famous jazz bassist, and fine composer. Dinah Washington had quite a number of hits on the R&B charts from 19—her first big one, I guess, was Evil Gal Blues, which she recorded in 1943, on up into the early 60s. Here she is from December of 1945, Dinah Washington here on KRVS with a number called Chewin' Mama Blues.
I'm in love with a man who's not in love with me. Something that really satisfies my soul.
Listen, Mama, you can try, all you might, but there's nothing you can do. You can't look right, 'cause you've had too much.
You don't know that.
Oh, you've had too much.
No, that ain't so.
You can't be the same because you've had too much.
Now, you know, one time I used to take 'em in a row.
But you lost your pep mama 10 long years ago, 'cause you've had too much.
Is that so?
Oh, you've had too much.
Well, I'll never change it.
But you will never be the same, because you've had too much.
From your feet up to your neck, look like you've been in a terrible wreck, because you had too much.
That's just a lie.
Oh, yes, you had too much.
How do you know?
Child, you'll never be the same, because you had too much.
Now, Mama, you know you used to could strut your stuff real swell, but seem like you're lately you don't do so well, 'cause you've had too much.
How do you know?
Oh, you've had too much.
Will you listen to this?
You will never be the same, because you've had too much.
Let me get you told. You used to be a man that had everything, but the last thing you had sent you down to old hot spring, because you had too much.
No, I never.
Oh, yes, you did, child. You had too much.
Well, what of it?
Yes, indeed. And you'll never look the same, because you had too much.
Lonnie Johnson and Clara Smith, both on vocals, Lonnie Johnson on guitar, recorded Halloween back in 1930. You've had too much. Lonnie Johnson, the amazing guitarist for his era. He was just an astounding technician on guitar, and a wonderful singer also, originally from New Orleans. They were preceded by Dinah Washington. We heard Dinah Washington from December of 1945 doing a number called Chewin' Mama Blues. And for about 5 years, from 1925 to 1932, in fact, while this song was being recorded, Lonnie Johnson was married to Mary Johnson, and she they had together something like 6 children, and she herself was a fine singer and also a composer. We're going to listen to Mary Johnson, recorded back in November of 1929, with one of her compositions. Here's Mary Johnson here on KRVS with Barrel House Flat Blues.
I got a barrel house flat in Detroit, and one in St. Louis too. I got a barrel house flat in Detroit, and one in St. Louis too. But my barrel house flat in Detroit really just want you. I'm going to build me a barrel house flat way out on Jago. I'm going to build me a barrel house flat way out on Jago Hill. Where I can get my beer and whiskey, get it fresh from the still. Police and sergeant just won't let me see. I got a bell house flat in Chicago. Chicago. It's 15 stories high. I got a bellhop right in Chicago. It's 15 stories high. I get all of these high yellows and play these baby drives. Those babies like my good whiskey, and they drink my cherry wine. Those babies like my good whiskey, and they drink my cherry wine. And if you women want a good time, stop by this bellhop flat of mine.
Boatman Peter was a mighty man. Where'd you get your liquor from, man, downtown? Combed his head with a frying pan. Where'd you get your liquor from? Washed his face in a wagon wheel. Where'd you get your liquor from, man? Died with a toothache in his heel. Sally, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Man downtown. All you good for women just get drunk and clown. Where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Sally, you just ain't no doggone good. I would get rid of you, Sally, if I could. Where'd you get your liquor from? The old mule kick and the little cow prance. Get your liquor from man downtown. Big sour whistle while a little pig dance. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown. Where'd you get it? Man downtown. Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? Come in this evening about 4:30. Where'd you get your liquor from? Sally got my food and strewn it all over the floor. Where'd you get your liquor from? There's just one thing, Sally, I'm gonna do. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? Gonna get me a woman, treat me better than you. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Man downtown. Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Where'd you get your liquor from? Sally went up the hill with a glass in her hand. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? Try and find another drunk so she can raise some more sand. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? You ain't with the salt that goes in your bread. Where'd you get your liquor from? Ain't worth an ounce of lead it takes to make you dead. Man downtown, tell me where'd you get your liquor from? Sally, where'd you get it? Only thing you're good for, one. Hey, watch out, you'll spill it. Bullfrog jump on the pulpit stand. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? Preach the gospel good as any natural man. Where'd you get your liquor from? I could get your liquor just any old day. Where'd you get your liquor from? But all these good-looking women, they just won't let me pay. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Sally, where'd you get it? Man downtown. Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Sally, where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Sally, where'd you get it?
Scott Ainsley from his disc The Last Shot Got Him, which is a line from an old John Hurt tune. Scott does about five John Hurt tunes on this particular disc. The track we just heard, though, was originally recorded by Reverend Gary Davis back in the 1930s. Well, maybe not recorded. I don't know if he ever actually recorded it, but it's a Gary Davis tune that apparently late in life he passed on to someone else. And before we heard Scott Ainsley, we heard music from Mary Johnson, who for 5 years was married to the guitarist Lonnie Johnson. We heard Mary Johnson from November of 1929 doing Barrel House Flat Blues. That odd background noise was unfortunately one of the attributes of Paramount Records back then, where they had terrible masters. So that's where that noise came from. Well, we just heard Scott Ainsley doing a Reverend Gary Davis tune. We're going to turn to the blind reverend himself next here on KRVS. We're going to go back to August of 1960 and listen to Gary Davis do a number called Let Us Get Together. He was renowned for his ragtime style of guitar playing.
Let us get together, right now, yeah. Let us get together, right now, yeah. Let us get together, right now, yeah. Oh, let us get together, right down here. Yeah. Let us walk together, right down, yeah. Let us walk together. Walk together right down, yeah. Well, let us walk together with the children right down, yeah. Well, let us do our living right down, yeah. Let us do our living right down, yeah. Let us do our living right down, yeah. Well, let us do our living with the children right down. Get out of here. Right down, yeah. Let us shout together right down, yeah. Let us shout together right down, yeah. Oh, let us shout together, little children, right down, yeah. Let us do our dressing right down, yeah. Let us do our dressing right down, yeah. Let us do our dressing right down, yeah. Let us do our dressing, little children, right down. Well, well, well. Yeah. Yeah. Let us moan together right down here. Let us moan together right down, yeah. Let us moan together right down, yeah. Well, well, let us moan together, little children, right down. Oh, let us join together right down, yeah. Let us join together right down, yeah. Let us join together right down. Got the blues. Well, some old day gonna catch that train and ride.
whiskey straight will drive the blues away. Whiskey straight will drive the blues away. That be the case I won't support today. I bought my baby a great big diamond ring. Bought my baby. Come right back home and caught her shaking that thing. I said, babe, what make you do me this away? Babe, what make you? Well, that I bought, now you give it away. I took my gun and I broke the barrel down. Took my gun. I put that joker 6 feet in the ground. Yet got the blues and still ain't satisfied. You got the blues. Well, some old day gonna catch the train and ride.
Dulcet guitar and vocals of Mississippi John Hurt. John Hurt recorded somewhere in the 60s, between 63 and 66. And he was preceded by the blind Reverend Gary Davis. We heard Gary Davis from a disc called Harlem Street Singer. He had settled in Harlem. He was originally from South Carolina. We heard Gary Davis from 1960 doing Let Us Get Together. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We are online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. We would not be here without your support. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider supporting us. You can support us financially at any time. You can go to our website, krvs.org, and hit the donate button and give